Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah pe aleph, mitzvah number 81. Just one line on yesterday's mitzvah that I forgot to mention, and that is yesterday's mitzvah we spoke all about tzar balei chayim, related to the mitzvah of unloading an animal. An important shaila that comes up is, what about being mechal Shabbos for an animal? What is one allowed to do for an animal on Shabbos? Animals are muksa, we know that, but the Shemir Shabbos discusses this in Parachav Zion, where he talks about one is not allowed to be mechal Shabbos for an animal. One is not allowed to even do an isidur abanan for an animal. Well, we care about animals, obviously, tzar balei chayim, but ein osin letzarach refuasa shel behema kol malacha, afilu em yesh ba rak mishum isidur abanan, even though it's only isidur abanan. The Shulchan Aruch talks about this in Simen Shilamed Beis. Ulam, says the Shemir Shabbos, Isser she'ena noveya mi malecha Shabbos ben isser tar ben isser drabanan. If it's not really a malacha on a daraisa or a drabanan level, but it's just mishum gzera, then mutter lasos l'tzurach v'rasam shal bali chayim. So, for example, medicines. You're allowed to give your animal medicine on Shabbos. That's even though that's mishum gzera of shchika samamanim. So that would be okay. But there might be certain. But asking a non-Jew to do a daraisa would be okay. That'd be one shvus b'makom tzarach gadol. That would be okay to save the animal. But other than that, one is not allowed to. This comes up very lamaisa in terms of what is one allowed to do in terms of milking cows or the kibbutzim that depend on the dairy production. What do they do on Shabbos, especially because their cows are in pain? So he talks about how they're a lot of times they're milked and the milk just goes on the floor, which wouldn't be they would lose a lot of money, but it wouldn't be a violation of Shabbos. And he gives Shmir Shabbos uncharacteristically, doesn't do this. Normally gives them a bracha. Hashem atov yamalis chesronim shel elu hamosim es nashim akim torasin akdosha. It's usually a very halachic work, but he throws that in there that those who keep Shabbos will merit all the brachas of Hashem. Okay, let's get to today's mitzvah number 81. Says the chinuch shalolahatos mishpat chotei mipnei risho. Today's mitzvah is not to turn a judgment against a sinner, because he is a sinner. This is the third, just keep in mind, third to last mitzvah relating to din. Then we have the rest of Mishpatim is all about other mitzvahs, but there are three more right now that relate to a Beis Din, but as we'll see, it has important ramifications for non-judges as well. So the Chinuch says, Shlo lahatos hadin al echad mi bali hadin, one is not allowed to turn the din against one of the bali dinim, kishayeda shu rasha bal averus. If somebody comes into court, and I know this guy is a big avarian, he does a lot of averus, I can't rule against him or weigh the din just because he's a baal averus. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, lo satah mishpat evyon chaberivo. The pashup shot of this pasuk has nothing to do with what the chinuch is talking about. All the mafarshim, ala Torah, and all the Rashi, the Ramban, the Ibn Ezra, they all assume this pasuk is the same. It's an emphasis and a repeat of the pasuk that was 3 days ago. And that was pasuk gimel we had was vidalo said the berivo. You can't favor a poor person in judgment. So here lo sata mishpat evyon chaberivo, the same kind of thing. Don't turn mishpat of an evyon, as we said, is another word for dal. But here there's another chazal though, and that's what the Rambam and the Chinuch picks up on. Not poor in money, but poor in mitzvos. I'll read you the Rambam, which the Chinuch comes from. The Rambam says in Hilchas Sanhedrin. The Minchas Chinuch quotes this in Os Aleph. He quotes this Rambam. Bo lefanecha shtayim ledin. Two people come in front of you to court. Echad kasher ve'echad rasha. One is a kosher, wonderful, upstanding individual, and the other one is a wicked person. Al tomar, don't say, ho v'rasha who's v'chas kasum mishaker. Right, what if a big rasha comes and Rav Moshe Feinstein, they both come to court. So obviously I know who's going to win. No, I can't say that. I'll turn the din against the Russia. I'll zeh ne'emar lo satem mishpat evyon chaberivo. Don't turn the mishpat of the evyon, says the Rambam, afa pishu evyon b'mitzvos lo satedino. Even though he's poor in mitzvos, he's a Russia, still you're not allowed to favor against him in the din. You have to come to the just judgment, no matter who you're dealing with. So now back to the Chinuch, he says the same thing. Because it can't be talking about an Evyon in money. Because of course we can't go against a poor person. That can't be what it is talking about. And favoring a poor person, we spoke about three psukim ago. So what's this talking about? Elon it's Tavinu, but it must be what we just said. Sha'af al pishahu Rasha, even though he is a wicked person, lo yomer adayin should not say, holva Rasha hu ate alav es adin, I will turn the judgment, ki ha mishpat birushayim lelo kimhu, velo, lo. You can't decide. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will decide, but you have to do what you think is just based on the evidence. V'chein hu b'mechilta, rasha v'kasha omdim l'fanecha b'din, shema tomar v'chul, the Medrash says it, but this is the what the Chinuch and the Rambam, how they understand the Pasuk, and that is not going against a Rasha in judgment. This mitzvah relates to, and we'll talk about this a little bit today, this mitzvah relates to another mitzvah, which we'll have at Hashem later on in Parshas Kedoshim, and that's the Pasuk in Kedoshim, in Perak Yates, where it says, B'tzedek tishpot amisecha. In righteousness you shall judge your friend. It talks about there that one has to be very fair and honest in judgment, but part of that mitzvah, Rashi quotes this in Parshas Kedoshim, and the Chinuch quotes this in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Hey, Mitzvah 235, Dan Lekav Schus. Giving somebody the benefit of the doubt, the Chinuch quotes that as a mitzvah asei d'oraisa. At least part of the mitzvah asei d'oraisa. Rashi quotes it there, but I'll read you from the Chinuch. Gam b'masha amarnu, shekal adam chayav ladun chaveru l'kav schus. That which we have to give each other the benefit of the doubt, shehu b'chal ha-mitzvah. It's within this mitzvah. Vol yihi asiba lios ben anashim shalom v'reyos. That will create peace and harmony amongst people. V'nimsa, she'ikar kol kavanis ha-mitzvah la'hoil b'yisha v'dei adam im yosher adin. It's to keep the peace. V'lasis b'neim shalom. People shouldn't be choshed each other. So that is part of what's behind this mitzvah. You're not allowed to go against a Rasha just because he's a Rasha, meaning you have to judge fairly. Have to judge fairly. The Mefarshim on Pirkei Avos do talk about, if you look in Rabbeinu Yonah on the Mishnah of Pirkei Avos, in the first parak, Mishnah tells us in Mishnah Vav that Yeshua ben Prachya said three things. Aselecha Rav, right, there it is. That's the original source, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. So there the Mefarshim do point out that there are three types of individuals when it comes to Dan Lekav Schus. There is somebody who is a Muchzak Rasha, somebody who is Mamish Muchzak. Everything he does is a Rasha. He's a major Rasha. He only does Averis. So there is no Chiyuv of Dan Lekav Schus. Then there's a Muchzak Tzadik, somebody who is the Gadol Hador. So for them, there's a chiyuv dan kav schus, even if it's so far-fetched, out of the ordinary, you still have a chiyuv to be gadol kav schus. And then there's the most of us, somewhere in the middle. We're not tzaddikim rishayim, we're not rishayim gemurim. We're somewhere in the middle. So that's where, most of the time, you have to be dan kav schus. Unless it's clear. I mean, we could say it's even a hiddur mitzvah to always be dan kav schus in these cases. It doesn't mean dan kav schus, because I'll point this out, where there's a danger involved. Right? The chazal, berate and look negatively on Gedalia, as in Som Gedalia. Gedalia ben Achikam, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Nida, that he was told that a fellow Jew, Yishmael, wanted to assassinate him. And he said, no, Yishmael's a great guy, come on, I don't believe you. He was Dalek of Schus, and he ended up being killed. And Chazal fought him for his own death, because he should have fought Dalek of Schus, but you have to use your head, you have to be a little logical, you have to take precautions. But other than that, those extreme cases, we always have to try to be Dalek of Schus, and that's what Rabbeinu Yonah describes in Pirkei Avos. The Bali Musar even point out that if you look closely at the Mishnah gives us a strategy in how to be Dan Lekav Schus. Because sometimes it's hard. Very hard. We see somebody always leaving shul early. So we're like, oh, look at him. Right, but when we have to leave shul early, oh, we always have a good excuse. I have to catch a train after this, after that. When other people, oh, right, so we have to, but so the, it's very hard sometimes. So says the Mishnah, if you look closely, have a Dan es kol ha'adam. Doesn't say Don is kol Adam. Don is kol ha Adam. All of the person. Meaning, a lot of times we don't see the whole person. We only see part of it. There's a whole Sefer, the Art Scroll book, written the other side of the story. So there it talks about, in one of the chapters, it talks about the chapter 3 syndrome. When we see people's lives, it's as if we only see chapter 3. We don't see chapter 1 and 2. We have no idea what happened beforehand in their life. If you open up a book, chapter 3, you have any idea what's going on? You probably miss key elements. So it's the same thing. Same thing by Dan Lekav Schus. Dan, you have to be judged the entire person. And because we don't know the entire person, we don't know their whole life story. So that's why the strategy is to always be Dan Lekav Schus and say, we don't know the entire story. The major Gemara in Shas about Dan Lekav Schus, oh, just related back to this mitzvah. So who are we talking about here? We don't have to be talking about somebody who's a muchzak Rasha. Part of this mitzvah is that, okay, he's a Rashi, he does a lot of Averis, and he's a great Tzaddik. But here, who knows? Who knows in this specific case? You have to judge the case on the merits of the case, and not have any preconceived notions about what the answer of the case should be. The fascinating Gemara is about Dan Lekav Schus in Shabbos, Kuf Chav Zayin Amabez. That's where the Gemara says, Hadon Chaveru Lekav Schus, Danin osolis chus. If I judge Don Lakav's chus, then I will be judged Lakav's chus. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, you know what this means? La'asin lavo, when we are judged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to let us be our own judge. He's going to show us our life on another person. And he's going to ask us, what do you think should be with this person? So if we have conditioned ourselves to always be a Don Lakav's chus type of person, so we'll probably be a Don Lakav's chus then too. So we'll judge our own case. But if we are always Don Lakav Chova type of people, then we'll see our lives on somebody else. We'll say, oh, how could it be? What's the mashal? The mashal is what Natan HaNavi told David HaMelech. Remember, Natan tells David, what would you do if a poor man has his sheep stolen by a rich man? It's the only sheep that he has. And David says, he should be killed. Natan says, Atah HaIsh. You're the man. You stole Bathsheba from Uriah. David didn't even realize it. He saw his life was being depicted on somebody else. Says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that's what's going to be with us. And that's what the Gemara says. Me, hadon chadeiro lekav schus, danin osolis schus. We'll get it back. Me de keneged me de. The more we're don lekav schus, the more other people will be don lekav schus us as well. I'll read you one of the stories and then we'll continue. Says the Gemara, there was a worker who was working for a certain Balabayas. It was Erev Yom Kippur, and he was starving, and his family had no money, and he asked his Balabayas, can I please get paid? I want to go buy some food. Amar lo ainli says, sorry, I don't have any money. He said, can I please have some fruits? And at least you don't have any liquid cash. How about some fruit? He says, sorry, I don't have cash, even though he sees all of these fruits in his fields. Can I please have a piece of land, maybe lend me? No, sorry, I don't have any. Animals? No, sorry. Pillows? Something! So he left. He left, he didn't get anything. After Sukkis, a few weeks later, the Balabais goes with donkeys laden with food and drink and old treats and brings it to the Ani's house and says, here, this is what I owe you. And he says, by the way, what were you thinking when I told you I had no money? So he says, I don't know, I thought that there was, you all had it invested. You don't have any liquid cash. But what about when I said that I didn't have any animals? What do you think when you saw all my animals here? He says, I thought that you rented them out to people, so I didn't think any of them were available. And what happens when I said I had no land? I thought you gave it to the Beis HaMikdash. And what, all the cases, he talks about how, what he thought, and he says, you're 100% right, that's exactly what happened. And I'm giving you triple the amount because you were Don Lakav Schus me. But that's the one, there are a few stories here, but that's Kuf Chav Zayin and Beis and Shabbos, Don Lakav Schus. It's interesting, one final point, the She'iltos in She'ilta Mem talks about Don Lakav Schus there in Parsha Shmos. What does that have to do with Parsha Shmos? So the She'iltos says, because Moshe Rabbeinu was punished for being Don Lakav Chova the Jews. What do these Jews deserve to be Nigal for? Right there, Halalo of the Eved Azara, Halalo of the Eved Azara. At the end, he says, Rashi quotes this, right? Why did Hashem make Moshe's hand turn into saras? V'hein lo yaminu li, v'lo yishmu b'koli. V'kami shmaya galya, milsa di Yisrael mehemni inun. They are ne'emon people. V'kiva techashdinu Moshe Rabbeinu, ashuchin di yanish. He got saras. Because he was Don Lakav Chova then, he spoke Lashon Hara about them. But that is all Don Lakav Schus, which is behind this isser of faulting the person even before he steps into court. We have no idea what the merits are. Even if he's somewhat of a Rasha, he doesn't do too many mitzvahs, still, we have the mitzvah to be Don Lakav Schus and judge the case even-handedly. Okay, next. Shorish HaShvayas HaDin L'Chol Adam. The Shorish is, again, to equalize amongst people. This is Din, Dover Muskalu. It's very logical that this is the idea. But Ohegas B'chomachim B'chol Zman, the mitzvah applies always. Bizacharim, again, to males, specifically if it's in a court case. But the messages are for all, but in a court case it's only for males. Avalo B'nekeva She'in Adonis, but not for women who are not Don. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch here, Minchas Chinuch in Oz Beis, 2 points. Number one, he says, what about a female? That's normally women are excluded. But are there any exceptions to the rule? He says 2 exceptions. Number one, he doesn't quote this here, but Dvorah. If there's Alpia Dibor, there's the Shofetes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, then maybe she could be have the status of a judge. But the other way that a woman could be kosher is, he quotes this from Masechta Sanhedrin, the Bedini Mamanis V'Kiblu Alehen. What if the parties involved agree to accept somebody who's pasul as a judge? Let's say we accept my father, we accept your father. You're allowed to do that. Or if you accept three shepherds that don't know anything, amaratzim. So all of that is acceptable. So that is what another exception, that they then would be in this rule of favoritism. If they're accepted as judges, then all the halachas of judges would apply to them. That's a big discussion in the Achronim on that Gemara. If you accept a pasul person as a judge, do they attain all the status of regular judges and all the halachas apply to them or not? So the Menchas Chinuch here assumes that this halacha would apply to them. And in the last paragraph, says the Menchas Chinuch, V'lav zeh gam kein b'ben Noach. This mitzvah would also apply to non-Jews, to B'nai Noach. The asur lahatos adin b'chalinyin. There's an isra of atayil adin, right? You're not allowed to bend the judge. One of the seven mitzvahs B'nai Noach, as we know, is dinim. Eiver ben Achai, Berchas Hashem, Gezel, dinim, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Plus the big three, the fourth one, Dalet is dinim. So, as part of dinim, says the Menchas Chinuch, all the halachas of falsifying dinim apply to them. Right? This relates to what the Chinuch already writes in Mitzvah Taf Teh Zayin. We've quoted this a number of times, but it's crucially important, so that's why it's worthwhile to quote it again and again. Mitzvah Taf Teh Zayin, later on in Sefer Dvarim, the Sefer HaChinuch says, the seven mitzvahs B'nai Noach are not seven mitzvos. They are seven categories of mitzvos. And there could be more than seven out of the 613 that apply to non-Jews. For example, there are many averos of Avodah Zarah. Many of them apply to non-Jews. So it's not just seven out of 613. It's seven categories. They're general. Just like arayos, many of arayos apply to them. And different aspects of gezel apply to them. And here too, the Minchas Chinuch would tell you, part of dinim are various mitzvahs. Remember, whenever dinim comes up, it's good to chazer also the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. We'll talk about a couple other elements as well. The machlokas quoted in the Ramban in Parshas Vayishlach, and that is, what exactly does dinim mean? Okay, they have to set up courts. And the Minchas Chinuch says they have to follow this halacha that they can't show favoritism against a rasha in court. But what exactly is the mitzvah of dinim? So, machlokas in the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam in Sefer Melachim says, in Hilchos Melachim, in Sefer Shoftim says, the mitzvah is for the non-Jewish courts to set up courts to judge the other six mitzvahs. That's the Rambam Shita. Very limited. The court system should be there to judge the other six. And that is why the Rambam says the people of Shechem were chayiv misa. Because they did not set up a court system to judge Shechem. And therefore, every Ben Noach that violates one of the Shemites of Ben Noach is chayiv misa. That's why Shimon and Levi were able to kill them. That is the Shita of the Rambam. The Ramban does not like that pshat in the Chumash or the pshat of Dinim. First of all, he says, if it's so simple, why did Yaakov Avinu get angry at them? If they were chayiv misa, so what did he scream at them for? He said, how could you do this? Right? You made me, look bad in the eyes of the nations of the world. How could you do this to me? Why was he should have been wonderful. He should have given them a shkayach if they did a mitzvah. So the Ramban argues on that pshat of the story, but in general, he also says there that the mitzvah of dinim is much more flexible. And much more wider ranging. Va'al daiti, hadinim shemanu l'b'nei noach v'shevim mitzvah shalahem, enim l'hoshiv dayanim b'chol plach u'plach dovad. Aval tziva osam, basically to set up a viable working society. That's what dinim is. The American judicial system could be a kiyum of dinim, according to the Ramban. Because that's not just set up to judge shevim mitzvah b'nei noach. That's to judge tziva osam, geneva, ona'a, oshek, schar sachir, shomrim, paying your workers on time, stealing, overcharging, guarding, ones, befate, avos, tzikin, damages, chova, bechaveiro, malve, velove, mekach, umemkar, all of these. This is all included in dinim. Ubechla, mitzvah, zun, he talks about the different levels of judges that one has to set up. But that is the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban that relates to dinim in general, and it would relate to this halacha as well, because the Minchas Chinuch says this mitzvah would be included in dinim or not. Other mitzvahs that they're allowed to do, generally, non-Jews, B'nai Noach, are allowed to do any other mitzvah they want, except for two. Seven mitzvahs B'nai Noach they have to do, those seven categories of mitzvahs. There are two mitzvahs that they're not allowed to do, and that's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim. Hilchos Melachim says the Rambam, where is it? The Rambam says it in, I'll get a few, Rambam in Perek Ches and Perek Yud, Halacha Tes, the Rambam says, as we've spoken about in the past, Goy she'asak b'Torah, chayiv misa. Goy is not allowed to learn Torah, and number two, he's not allowed to keep Shabbos. Those two. Those represent special covenants between B'nai Yisrael and Hashem. So the Goy can do any mitzvah he wants, he can't do those. The Radvaz there in Sefer Hilchos Malachim says, you know what? It's better that if they wouldn't do mitzvahs that require Kedusha, which are Tefillin, Sefer Torah, Mezuzah. Those three. Right, to have a non-Jew to put a mezuzah on their door, which sometimes they might want to, because of the Shemira elements. But those three, the Radvaz advises, you shouldn't let them do those. Because those are special, maybe those are connected to the Ksav of Torah, that it's not learning Torah, but it's connected to the Ksav of Torah, and those are only for Jews. But that's what the Radvaz says. There is a Chidushi Haran, which I just saw this morning, and that is the Chidushi Haran says there are two other mitzvahs that, there is an other mitzvah, besides these two that the Rambam quotes that they're not allowed to do. The Chidushi Haran writes in Sanhedrin, and Daphne Vav, he thinks staka they are mechuyevin also. The mitzvah of staka, he quotes what the sources are, v'chayavin nami al shtei mitzvot aseh, v'heim staka and not to keep Shabbos. That's the second mitzvot aseh. But he says staka is something that they have to take a part in. Who do they have to give staka to? They give it to their own. Do all the rules of staka apply? That is not 100% clear, but that is the Ran who says that they are obligated in Sukkah as well. The history of the Sheva Mitzvahs, we call it Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and the Dinim being one of them, but it's not, Noach gets all the credit. But according to many Rishonim, Adam really should get some of the credit. Right? Noach gets the credit because by his time there were all seven. But if you look in the Rambam, in the ninth parak of Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam says, Al Shisha Dvarim Nitztava Adam Arishon. No, Adam got six of them. Noach just got the seventh. Adam got Avodah Zarah, Birchas Hashem, Shvichas Damim, Gilui Arayos, Gezel, and Dinim. Afal pi shekulan kabbalah hein biyadeinu mimoshe Rabbeinu, v'adas notelahen, even though they're all logical, mechlal divrei Torah yiresh alilu nistavu, and then hosif l'Noach eiv menachai. After all, because Noach Adam couldn't eat any animals. So he didn't need the Yisra of not eating a part of a live animal. He couldn't eat animals, period. So that's why Noach got Eber ben Achai. That's what they're called, Sheva Mitzvah ben Noach. But they're really Sheva Mitzvah. Six of them Adam already had, and then Noach got an extra one. V'chein, the Rambam just continues in terms of the history of the mitzvos. V'chein haya hadavar b'chol ha'olam ad Avraham. Until Avram came along. And then it's Tava Yeser al Elu b'mila. Avram had those seven plus Mila. And he davened Shachris. Yitzchak was Mafresh Meiser. And he davened Mincha. Yaakov, didn't he get Anashe? And he did daven Ma'ariv. And in Mitzrayim, the Rambam then has an unusual line, Amram got more mitzvos until Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the entire Torah. Very unclear, which mitzvos did Amram get? Not 100% clear, but that's the Rambam, the Mepharshim talk about, to try to figure out what mitzvos the Rambam, what mitzvos Amram got. There's a Meshech Chachma that has a suggestion, but that is the history behind the mitzvos. But according, how do we get into this? The Minchas Chinuch says, our mitzvah today, 81, not weighing against the Russia, would be included in the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, would it be included in the mitzvah of Dinim. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow's mitzvah we'll get into is not paskening based on circumstantial evidence.